Let's move on to the next item that we had to pass over this morning, which was 1167.
Apply for and accept a grant in the amount of $45,499 from the Oregon Department of Transportation and appropriate $34,125 for overtime reimbursement for the fiscal year 2017 Multnomah County Dewey Intensive Supervision Program.
Good afternoon, Officer Balzer. Nice shirt.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, Council members. I'm Bill Balzer. I'm a police officer with the City of Portland. I'm employed to the Traffic Division. Part of the Traffic Division, or one of our main goals, is the arrest of DUI drivers. So subsequently, out of the officers in the city, we arrest the majority of the DUI drivers. What we find, and within partnership with the Multnomah County's DISP, it's DUI Intensive Supervision Program, there are some individuals that are arrested for DUIs that have multiple DUIs that we're seeing that incarceration is not working. And so we've gone through with this partnership, and we now have a super intensive treatment court that we work with them on. And this is a grant funded through ODOT for our partnership to work with Multnomah County. What it entails is it's officers that go in. When we initially started doing it, it was just to go and arrest people that failed to follow the rules of the program. But in all honesty, that was really doing nothing because it was just bringing them back into jail where it wasn't working. What we found the biggest, if you want to say bang for the buck was, is that we're actually going and doing in-home visits. And so part of the program, they realize when they sign up, you may be visited by parole and probation or officers. And so we have the availability to go and visit them at their home, see how they're doing, seeing if they're having problems, maybe something that might not be working out well with their case manager or just whatever it may be. And so that's where the funds go to. The funds come and directly pay for the officers that go. It's on an overtime basis, but it's entirely paid for by ODOT. And so it's the partnership that we go and work with this treatment court to help the people that need the help.
Great. Thank you.
What kind of outcomes have you had?
So the further we can get someone through the program, the less likely they are to then reoffend. When a client gets the entire way through the program, which is a minimum of 3 years, some take longer than others, we see that after they successfully complete, and the statistics we see is that after 3 years ending their probation, only a little over 7% reoffend. Then if we extend that out to another 5 years, those people, it goes up a little bit, but it's still relatively low. It's only 11% that they reoffend. This last year, we did way more home visits, got into more houses, and it really started this partnership where it was somewhat funny because the people would call the case managers to say, the police are here, the police are here, thinking that we were coming to get them. And in all honesty, we're coming there to check to see how they were doing. And it's just to check on that, getting partnerships with the people and allowing them to know that they can call us if something's going wrong or something might not be working right.
And do you ever go with the Project Respond team?
So far we have not had to do that because the people that are in the program haven't been in a crisis situation. They're in the program, they go to treatment providers, they go to a treatment court, and they have their own appointments that they go to work with issues like that. Most of it's for their sobriety, but at this point we have not had a need that when we go out to do that, that we need to have that come with us or that facility come with us.
So you haven't had any of these so-called kind of welfare checks go bad?
No.
And presumably now that the program's more established, that the expectation is set up at the start that the officers are going to come and check on you once in a while or
yes,
on a regular basis.
And part of the, to kind of back up on that question you about going bad, we make sure that, or we try to make sure that before we go to check to see if there are any dangers that either the person may have some, you know, past history with the police, and so they may be shocked to have us coming up. We don't want that to have that happen. And same as when we go, if there's a mental health crisis or issue in the past, we want to know that when we go. So we try to check all those boxes to make sure we're not going to deal with that before we even get to the door. And to be honest with you, if we know that's going to happen, we're not going to go. Or we're going to set it up properly before we go so we have that covered before we go and knock on the door.
Thank you. Yep. And I do appreciate you wearing the pink for breast cancer, which I assume that's what it's for. It actually, though, looks very friendly, and I would encourage the Bureau to think about doing this on an ongoing basis, because we want people to think of their police and to know that our police are trying to help them in many situations.
I got to say, it's on a totally different note, but I got to tell you, it's been unbelievable the entire month, just the response and exactly what you says. It's what you've said, it's the easing of tensions. That all of people wave at me and I'll look to, are they waving at me? And so, but it's actually been really, it's been a really fun thing to do, and it's been a great thing just to push out to help with the awareness.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Thanks. Anyone want to speak on this item? Come on up. Okay. I'll find out if they need help. They probably don't need me either. So, go ahead, Mr. West.
With the traffic division as low as they are.
Name in the record, please.
Okay, my name is Robert West. I'm with Phil DePolice 911. With the traffic division as low as it is, you know, I've talked to officers and supervisors and stuff like that, and there's not that many traffic officers left. My concern is that if you're going to pull traffic officers, even to do overtime, to do house checks and stuff like that, that's, to me, that's not the proper thing for the traffic division to do. We've had, 34 fatal accidents this year? We've had incidents where one of them, an old lady was pulling out on the Stark and got hit by two people that were racing. We need the officers on the roads. We don't need them going door to door, even if the state's paying for it. The other concern I have is the officers' overtime and stuff like that. I hate to for the city to be in a position where the where we're going to be guaranteeing these officers overtime, and then something happens in the State Department of Transportation or something goes, well, we can't fund the program anymore. And you guys are sitting there, and the city's holding the bag. I believe it was early last year, Mayor, you wanted to give the police a raise, and you wanted to raise taxes to do it. And when the taxes, when they decided not to do that, you go, well, you can't give the police a raise, and you're saying that these homeless programs are in jeopardy and stuff like that. Now you just gave the police a big, huge raise on their contracts. My concern is, where's all this money coming from? And if, like I said, if the Department of Transportation has to back out for some reason, the city of Portland will be holding the money. You know, they still got to pay the officers the overtime. So I hate to put, for those reasons, I hate to put them in a, I hate to put the city in a situation where they have to pay for overtime. And I don't like our officers that are doing traffic doing house calls. I think that's an inappropriate use of money and stuff. We should have other officers do it, or we should have counselors. I don't think officers should be doing counseling work anyway.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Casey Milne, and my background is in public health. And I think sometimes what happens is we get silos creating very similar activities and services that are actually available in other parts of our community. So my concern, while I totally support the intention of what's being proposed, and I wasn't planning on speaking of this, I was actually here for another issue, but I'm concerned that we're not tapping the expertise of public health nurses, social workers, Even though Multnomah County has a health department, I'm not sure of the collaborations that are going on. And I think we're much more apt to create healthy communities when we work together. And I think the services that people are most trained for in this respect are people that have that background. And you're going to find that in public health. So my concern would be putting funds, what are we going to get the biggest bang for the buck? And in this situation, I think it would be for collaboration.
Thank you. Thank you both. Anyone else?
Maybe you know the answer. Why is it offices rather than?
Yeah, I think we should address those questions. And then, you know, what about other? I mean, we don't have community service officers yet, but maybe this would be the kind of function they could fulfill in the future. But what about the question of scarce resources of people in the Bureau right now? Why spend time this way? And are the public health folks from the county, the nurses, the social workers, are they integrated with this work?
So we do have, for the second part of that, we do have the social work in that. There's a meeting that happens every Friday with the judges that run the program, treatment providers, the caseworkers, and parole and probation. All the information comes in to share, and it's guided or formed together to give the best answer or treatment to the person in the program. So it's not just us going out. The program's actually been going longer than the police have been involved, but there's only so much the parole and probation can do to go and do the home visits. And so we're just adding to it. It gives a different element of it. As for the, there was a thing that came up that if the funds go away from ODOT, it won't be funded. Our portion of it will stop. We won't do that. The reason why we're doing it is because there's funds through ODOT to do it. So it's not something that the city's going to pick up. We would have to, unfortunately, call and say, I'm sorry, we can't assist with this right now because the funds were set through ODOT. And the question about time, it's when it's not mandatory. If we don't get to it and if we can't do it because of other events we're doing, mandatory events, whatever it may be, we have to call and let the staff know, sorry, we can't help you this week. And the money would just go back and wouldn't be used. So
the question is, though, why have police officers going rather than social workers?
It's just there are social workers involved with it, so it's just a different element to add to it. It gives us out there, some of the people are people that the officers have actually arrested, and we'll see a interaction or relationship that's built between them, and it's a new way. It's a new way of policing. It's not just out arresting and convicting people. It's a treatment and education, and we're part of that to help with that. So it's different. It's way different than I've dealt with in the last 20 years, but I think it's a good different personally.
That's a great response, so that then develops a relationship. So if you see the person out on the street after they're done with parole, they know you and you know them.
Yes.
And could the Department of Transportation give this money to social workers and public health people, or is it specifically for law enforcement?
I don't know that. I don't know that question. I know that it goes towards, it has to be DUI involved. There are some people in the program that are in there for drug-related things or drug-related arrest. We specifically go towards DUI. It's the DUI portion from the Oregon Department of Transportation. So whether they could give that to someone else, I can't answer that for you right now.
And if we had more money, is there still some gaps that you would need that could be filled?
To be honest with you, the last 2 years that I've tracked it or seen it, if we had more money, it may be difficult to spend the money, at least the part that we have. So it may be difficult to get to the money.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're ready to take action on this. And let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Thanks for the explanation. Aye.
Fritz?
I really appreciate the opportunity to hear about this program and to get those questions answered that we hear all the time about the effectiveness and the fact that you are doing things differently in the Bureau than was done 20 years ago, the fact that you're developing relationships with people, which is very different from the way, you know, that mines used to be. And I credit County Commissioner Judy Shipwreck and others who have done good work on the Public Safety Committee, the Joint Public Safety Committee, as have you, Mayor Hales. So it's that was a very good item, and I appreciate more explanation than we've had for it in the past. Aye.
Councilman?
Well, thank you, Officer Balzer, for the presentation, and it does sound like it's a new way of trying to deal with some very chronic problems that we have in our society. So I hope it works. Aye.
Nails.
Yeah, I like this approach. I mean, on one hand, I'm a table pounder about DWI, and that is it is a heinous offense, and people are hurt and killed. And if you kill somebody with your car, it's homicide, in my opinion. And then driving is a privilege, not a right. And if you drive under the influence, you should lose that privilege. Having been that clear about the hammer side of this equation, I think it is clear that simply throwing people in jail for these offenses doesn't necessarily cure them of their addiction to alcohol. And therefore, getting at the root cause of the bad behavior is important. And how that work gets done, which professionals are involved in doing it. In other words, this is the kind of situation where diversion out of traditional jail sentencing is a legitimate strategy and might work better for everyone, first and most importantly, the victims of drunk drivers. So that's why this is worth a try. If it's also more beneficial to those offenders in getting out of the cycle of addiction, so much the better. So this is really worth a try. Over time, it may evolve. It may be that once we have community service officers, they'll be the ones doing this. But you make the very valid point that the original arresting officer is an important ingredient in perhaps the progress of that individual to sobriety and responsibility. And I wish you well with this program. Aye. Okay.